And any animal, any small animal gets after chickens would be called a...
Foxes?
Yeah, well, a general term for all of them, though, you know, for all of these animals that you'd say, I want to get rid of those.
Oh.
Those troublesome animals like weasels or all of them taken together.
Mammals?
Yeah, or something like that, or like, would you ever use the term varmints?
Varmints, yes.
That would include, do you ever hear that used referring to people?
Yes.
Huh? What kind of a person would that be?
Well, I just heard people make the remark was, he or she acts like a varmint or something like that.
Okay, and how would that be? I mean, what kind of behavior would that be?
Well, of course, I suppose it would be the, like the varmints that disturb the farmers.
Okay, and these little animals that run up in trees, climb up in trees and gather nuts?
Squirrels.
What different kinds of these are there around here?
Well, gray squirrel is about the only kind we have.
Do you have any other kind of an animal that's something like a squirrel, although it might be smaller?
The boomers?
Yeah. Now what does that look like? Could you describe one of those for me?
The boomers?
Yeah.
Well, they're much smaller than the regular gray squirrel. Now, we used to have a squirrel, I've not heard of them though for many years, the fox squirrel. They were much larger than the gray squirrel.
I see. But the boomer was smaller than either one of them?
Yes.
What color is the boomer?
Well, it was almost the same color, but it didn't have quite as long a hair as the...
I see. It was gray?
It's gray, but their hair was more sleek and lay close to the body, more so than the squirrel.
Do you still see them around?
No, not for some time.
Uh-huh. And what do you call these things that are something like squirrels and boomers, except they run along the ground, they never go up in trees?
Ground squirrels.
Okay. Now the boomers, though, went up in trees and...
Yes, that's very active.
They behave just like a squirrel?
Yes.
What kind of fish do they catch around here?
Bass and... Well, now they have several different kinds, I'd say trout,
mm-hmm.
and crappies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's fine. What are these things that live in a shell, and they have, sometimes there's a pearl in there?
Oysters.
And these are little things that hop along the ground?
You mean it has, sometimes has pearls?
No. This is just something that makes a croaking sound.
Oh, frogs.
Okay, and what do you call the big ones?
Bullfrogs.
And the little ones that never go in the water?
Tadpoles.
Well, but after they're tadpoles, these are never in the water. These you just see them.
Oh, that's the toads.
And the little ones, after a rain, you might see a whole slew of these little ones around on the ground.
Well, I don't know whether there's a name for them or not. I don't remember one. We just usually speak of them as the baby frogs.
Are they either peepers or tree frogs or rain frogs or peepers? None of those terms are common to you.
Yes, now we have a tree frog, but that is different from the toad.
How is it? Are they very small?
They're not as large as the toad. They're made more like the bullfrog, only they're a small frog, and they stay in trees most of the time.
I see.